Ivor, will you hurry up? I'll be late for the broadcast. Gee, Grace, you won't know what to do without me.
Now, don't worry. We'll get there in time, Poopsie.
Now, don't call me Poopsie. My name is George Burns.
All right, Poopsie.
Oh.
Now, you're going to put me on the radio, and I'm going to be your new partner, like you promised.
Oh, sure. I'll put you on the radio.
Oh, Poopsie.
Now, please, Elsie, the driver is looking.
Well, may I go up and see the broadcast?
No, anything but that. Driver, please hurry. I'll miss the broadcast.
From Hollywood, the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show for Hormel and Spam.
Crazy people. Spam, rebuff, boom, spam. George Burns and Gracie Allen. Party show when he's orchestra for singing glee with the smoothies three. Last but not least, and with Bud Heaston.
Another Burns and Allen night at your house, so you can depend on Artie Shaw and the smoothies for music that's sweet, on George and Gracie for fun that's neat, and on Spam for a meal of delicious meat. Yes, Spam is grand-tasting meat that's all ready to eat as soon as you open the can. Wholesome food, because Spam is a perfect blend of pure pork shoulder with ham meat added, just as shown on the label. That's your assurance of goodness and quality. Combine that with the dozens of easy uses for Spam, and it's only natural that this delicious meat is one of America's favorite mealtime aids. Ask for Spam when you shop tomorrow. Try the easy recipes on the label and discover that, cold or hot, Spam hits the spot. For Spam's Meat Hearts, George and Gracie.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Gracie, where's George?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know? We're on the air. He's not here.
Yeah, isn't that too bad? And he loves this program.
Well, Gracie, you know where he was last?
Last? Oh, yes, he was last in a popularity poll.
Well, Gracie, this is awful. What are we going to do? We've got to find him.
All right, Bud, let's go look for him. We'll drive out to the beach, and if he's not there, then we'll take a walk through Griffith Park. And if he's not there, then we'll go over and sit in the balcony of the Paramount Theater.
Do you think he'll be in any of these places?
Well, what if he is? We've got a right to lead our own lives.
Gracie, this is awful. We've got to find George. When was the last time you saw him?
Oh, now, let me see. The last time I saw him, he was out with a girl. Say, maybe something happened. Oh, no. When George is out with a girl, nothing ever happens. Say, now, maybe he's out window shopping. No, he's got enough windows. On the other hand, maybe he's just staying home enjoying a sunbath.
Enjoying a sunbath?
Yes, you know, the girl across the street takes one every afternoon, and George certainly enjoys it. No, it's too late for that sunbath. Maybe he's downstairs.
Hello, Gracie.
Hello. Maybe he's downstairs. Maybe he's chatting with somebody who likes him on the radio. Oh, no, he'd look awful silly talking to himself.
Gracie, who are you talking about?
George Burns is not here yet, and we're terribly worried. Dear, I wonder what's keeping George. Maybe he went to a cocktail party and overslept.
Gracie, remember me?
Well, George! Bud, look, George is here.
Oh, Artie, George is here.
Boys, George is here.
Well, Artie, give him a fanfare.
I wonder what's keeping George. Maybe he overslept.
Quiet, quiet.
George, where have you been?
Well, I was out with the... Where have I been?
Oh.
Oh, yes, where have I been? I've just been to a doctor's.
To a doctor?
Oh, yes, a very famous doctor, Smith. That's it, Dr. Smith. Everybody knows him.
Oh, was the doctor sitting on your lap?
Sitting on my lap?
Yes, there's lip rouge on your face.
Oh, that red spot.
Yeah.
That's my blood pressure.
Blood pressure way up on your forehead?
Well, Bud, maybe it's high blood pressure.
Well, you see, it is. My blood pressure is 192.
Ah, it looks more like Tangy number 5.
Please, Gracie, I'm not a well man. I got dressed this morning and I had a sinking feeling around my knees.
Maybe you forgot your suspenders.
Look, Gracie, I'm a very sick man, you see.
Si me permites, puedo sugerir una cosa, yo creo muy bueno para eso.
What is it, Señor Lee?
Señor Burns, why don't you have the druggist send over a dream of sodium bicarbonate?
A dream?
All right, drum.
Señor, dram.
Watch your language.
Well, I think I will go to the drugstore. Say, sound man, will you please open the door?
Mr. Burns.
I know you've been to Harvard for 4 years, but I'm in no mood to listen to you, so will you please open the door?
Mr. Burns, as a student of medicine, may I suggest a remedy for your ailment? Before you go to bed tonight, just take a supersaturated solution of monoacetic acid, ester of salicylic acid.
Why, that's aspirin.
Darn it, I could never think of that word.
And now the smoothies will sing Madame Lazanga. And, Gracie, while they're singing, I'm going to run down to the drugstore.
To the drugstore? For what?
They sell pills, don't they?
Well, sure. They'll sell to anybody if you've got the money.
Maybe they'll have something that'll put me to sleep tonight.
Well, did you ever hear of a sleeping powder?
Sleeping powders?
Uh-huh.
Certainly.
Well, why don't you find out what puts the powder to sleep and
then
use
the same thing? I thought so. The smoothies will now sing.
Have you ever been embarrassed when you're in a smart cafe? When they play the Cuban tempo, is your dancing quite fessy? There's a studio on Main Street over Tony's clothing store,
where a very small investment
pays you dividends galore. 6 lessons from Madame Lazanga, you'll do the rumba and the new la conga. 6 lessons in Madame's cabana, and you will imagine you're down in Havana. Her 4 Latin daughters will help you to start while finding the rhythm. You might lose your heart. 6 lessons from Madame Lazanga, and you'll discover what practice can do. You count 1, 2, 3, use your hip, and your knee is bound to bring out the Latin in you.
Rosita gives you lesson 1.
Chiquita gives you lesson 2.
I, the madam, will supervise
every step and exercise.
The madam shows you how to walk,
and then I mark it with a chalk.
When the madam starts to squawk, that's a Cuban double talk. They might say to you, will Rosita or Chiquita do? But don't take them, the madam's the best.
Ooh, why all the time is my name that I hear? I will give you the lesson, so why should you fear?
We're tired of fooling, we've had enough. We want your lessons, cause you've got the stuff.
Would you like the rumba with a little twist? Or la conga, you can't resist.
Well, I'll take a rumba with a little twist.
Well, I'll take la conga, I won't resist.
Oh, come, this talk has gone far enough. I will give you the lessons and show you the stuff. 1, 2, 3, kick. 1, 2, 3, start. Oh, you boys, you learn so quick. I make much money at the end of the week.
1, 2, 3, kick. 1, 2, 3, kick.
Now you boys have had enough. I tell you something, you have to stop.
6 lessons from Madame Lazanga. We learn to rumba and the new la conga. Rumba la conga from Madame Lazanga.
Gee,
Gracie, George isn't here yet. I guess he's still down at the drugstore.
Say, Artie, maybe he really is sick.
Gosh, I hope he recovers in a hurry because we can't get along without him on the show, it says here.
Well, Gracie, do you think I ought to go down to...
Hello, Stan's Meat Art speaking.
May I speak to Poopsie?
Poopsie? We have no Poopsie here.
Poopsie Burns, the star of the Stan program.
Oh, sure, Poopsie.
Yeah, he's the one. We spent all morning at the beach playing piggyback.
Playing piggyback with Poopsie, huh? So that's why he was late for the broadcast.
Yeah, he was in such a hurry that he forgot to pay the cab fare, and I had to pay it.
Oh, that's Poopsie, all right.
Anyway, tell him Elsie Trallifast called, and that I left my compact in his coat pocket, and to bring it to rehearsal tomorrow.
Rehearsal? What rehearsal?
He promised to put me on the radio.
Put you on the radio?
Yeah.
You mean instead of a bowl of water lilies?
Oh, you don't understand. You see, I'm going to be his new partner.
Is that so? Well, I'll bet I know just what type of girl you are. You have a pretty little cupid mouth, and you use Tangy number 5.
How did you know that?
Oh, it's written all over Poopsie's face.
Gracie, invite her over. George will be glad to see her.
Really?
Yeah.
Miss Trallifast, Poopsie just stuck his head in the door and said for you to come right over.
Why, the darling, I'll be right over. And give him this for me.
So George is going to get a new partner, huh?
I can't understand why George would take a strange girl and promise to put her on the radio and promise to make her a star.
Well, maybe he likes to play piggyback.
How do you like that 20th century wolf coming in late and saying he was sick? A big grown-up man like that spending all day at the beach playing piggyback with a beautiful girl should happen to me.
Say, when George finds out that we do know about this girl, he'll really get sick.
Yeah? Oh, give me the phone. I better call the doctor. Operator, give me Gladstone 1131.
Gracie, you better hurry. I'll watch for George.
Hello?
Dr. Kelso's office.
Oh, will you have the doctor come over to the Burns and Allen program right away?
He's operating in Joey Brown's mouth, but I'll tell him when he comes out.
Gracie, quick, hang up. George is coming.
Yeah, well, goodbye.
Look, will you please stop slamming the door sound, man? I'm in a terrible state. My body aches and I feel a headache coming.
I know, Mr. Burns, and I'll be right here at the door to let her in.
Gracie, I'm a little sick. This program is too much for me.
Well, maybe you're on the wrong program.
Wrong program?
Well, maybe you should be on We the Poopsie.
We the what?
Well, you know, the Poopsident program with the
Bob
Hall.
The program? Yeah. Well, never mind. I'm not well. Can't you see I'm a little pale?
Now, if you had a little shovel, you could go back to the beach.
Look, will you people stop? I'm so sick, it's got me scared. I might even have to quit the radio.
Don't worry, Senor Burns. You can always open up an antique shop. Like Eddie Camembert.
Eddie Cantor. Camembert is an imported cheese.
And what are you, a local boy?
Listen, folks, I'd like to lie down.
George, you can lie on the sofa.
Well, you can lie in the other room, or you can lie in this room. You can lie any place.
Gracie, I don't care where I lie.
You said it.
What's the matter with you people? The way you act, you'd think I wasn't telling the truth.
Who, us?
Well, sound man, there's somebody knocking at the door.
Very well, Mr. Burns. Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please, while a graduate of Harvard, class of 29, goes to work. I open the door thusly, and I close it thusly. And my father thought I'd be a failure.
Quiet. Good evening. I am Dr. Kelso.
Oh, there's your patient, doctor.
Patient?
Gracie was worried about you, George, so she called a doctor.
Well, look, I'm not that sick. A fella has a little cold, and they sent for a doctor.
Colds can sometimes be very dangerous. Mr. Burns, open your mouth and say, yes. Excuse me. Pardon me. Say, Mr. Burns.
Well, this is going to be fine.
Now, personally, I avoid colds by drying myself thoroughly after taking a shower.
Gracie, this fellow certainly knows a lot about colds.
Well, he should. He's had one for years.
Say, Kildare, I think my cold is getting a little better.
You know, you people in show business should be careful. I've treated picture stars like Robert Taylor and Clark Gable.
Oh, please. Please, Doctor. Taylor and Gable are nothing to sneeze at.
From now on, I'll have the scripts typed on Kleenex.
When I treated Mr. Gable, he was playing in the picture called Hurricane.
Senor Doctor, it's gone with the wind.
What's gone with the wind?
Your teeth.
Look, Doctor, will you please go away? I'm a nervous man.
Will you stick out your tongue, Mr. Burns?
All right.
Further.
Further.
What a spot for a ski jump.
Gracie, why did you send for this fellow?
You know, you've got to be very careful about germs.
Yes, I can see that.
For years, we doctors have been trying to stop germs from spreading.
Well, why don't you make them wear little girdles?
Gracie, will you stop helping him? Look, doctor.
This is more serious than I thought. I'd better use the portable X-ray machine on you, Mr. Burns. Get a little closer, please.
All right.
Now, stand still. This is amazing.
Oh, doctor, let me take a look. Well, blow me down. Well, darned if he didn't.
Doctor, what do you see?
I see a round black thing in front of your heart.
In front of my heart?
There's something written on it. It says, "To Elsie with love from Popsy." It's a compact.
A compact? Artie, the music, quick!
Thank you. Artie Shaw, that was Artie Shaw playing King for a day. You know, Artie, that was really a grand job.
Thanks, Pupsy.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not Pupsy.
No, well, let me see the compact.
Bud, isn't there something that you'd like to say now?
Yes.
Well, say it.
What's her phone number?
Bud, are you going to talk about phone numbers or about spam?
Oh, spam, of course,
George. Of course,
spam is always handy to talk about and handy to use, too. In emergencies, when unexpected guests arrive, the modern housewife zips open a can of Spam instead of calling for help. She knows Spam will provide a rich, nourishing meal and please even the huskiest appetite. You see, Spam keeps without refrigeration, so this delicious, easy-to-use meat is always ready for quick action.
George, let me see the compact.
Gracie, Bud is talking.
Sure, everybody's talking.
Bud.
So when the doorbell rings unexpectedly, all you do is put on your best smile and say, "Come on in, Cousin Christopher." You haven't any mealtime problems with Spam. Just open a can of this tender, juicy meat, slice and arrange on a platter with a cool vegetable salad. Whip up a simple dessert, a tall glass of iced tea, and you'll make the family and guests say, "That's for me."
George, let me see the compact.
Gracie, Bud is trying to make an announcement. This broadcast goes from California to New York.
Yeah, and the compact goes from Pupsy to Elsie.
Bud.
Everybody likes the meaty flavor, the satisfying taste of Spam. Spam is good hot, too. Serve it fried with eggs for breakfast or have baked Spam for dinner. Just try those easy recipes on the label of the Spam can. You can have any one of them ready to serve in a jiffy. So be prepared for last-minute or unexpected meals. Be sure to ask for Spam, S-P-A-M, when you shop tomorrow.
Slice it, dice it, fry it, bake it, cold or hot, Spam hits the spot.
And now...
George, how did that compact get in your pocket?
Well, Gracie, do you want to hear the truth?
No, I don't want to hear the truth. I want to hear what happened.
Well, if you have to know, I was at a cafe last night, and they gave those compacts out to everybody.
Why was Elsie written on it?
Elsie? Well, it was a publicity stunt, and it was for Elsie the cow. That's it, Elsie. She's a Jersey cow.
Ah. She sounded more like she came from Brooklyn to me.
Well, I don't care what you think. It's the truth. Elsie is a cow. Come in.
Pupsy!
Uh-uh. Here I go.
Oh, no. Oh, don't look now, Ferdinand, but your cow is here.
Look, miss, will you wait outside?
Oh, no, no. Come in, Elsie. I want to hear you and Pupsy do a little billing and mooing.
Gracie, will you be quiet?
But, George, she's going to be your new partner.
My partner?
Uh-huh.
My partner? Gracie, how can she be my partner? She hasn't any talent.
Why, Pupsy, that's not what you told me in the taxi.
I didn't mean that, and stop calling me Pupsy.
But you said you were going to work with me.
That's ridiculous, Miss Trallifass. What could you and I do together?
Well, you could always play piggyback.
Piggyback? Look, will you all stop?
Yeah, we ought to leave George alone. Stop getting him excited.
Thanks, Artie.
He's nothing to poke fun at. He's nothing to ridicule. He's nothing to laugh at. In fact, he's just nothing.
Gracie, I don't want any new partner. I couldn't do anything without you. Where would I go? I'm too old to go back to Gus Edwards.
Why, George. I think you and Elsie will make a swell team.
Gracie, she knows nothing about radio. Besides, she's got a job. She's a dietitian.
You mean she fixes glasses?
No,
glasses. I work with vitamins and calories.
What station are they on?
Gracie, vitamins and calories are not on the radio.
Paul Vitamin and Cap Calorie?
Look, I hardly know this girl. I never promised to put her on the radio.
Oh, you did so, Pupsy. Do you know, Miss Allen, a lot of people say I'll be another Molly McGee.
Well, you'll be swell together because George is a terrific fibber.
Elsie, will you wait outside?
Senor Burns?
Look, Elsie, will you wait outside?
Senor Burns?
Look, Elsie, just go outside and...
Hey, Pupsy!
Stop! Stop calling me Pupsy! What do you want, Senor Lee?
That Elsie, in her cheeks, she's got very pretty dumples.
Dumples?
Mm.
It's dimples, not dumples. Uh-huh. All you've got to do is take you out.
Take you out?
Yes.
Why, Poopsie, I didn't know you cared.
What have I done to deserve all this?
You promised to put Elsie on the radio.
Oh, Poopsie, I've got our new radio show all picked out, and it's going to be wonderful. I've got my uncle's band, Duke Pringle, and his Rootin' Tootin' Tan.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
And instead of the smoothies, I've got a school chum of mine, Leilani O'Brien.
Oh, sounds fine.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And guess who I got for the announcer?
Who?
My brother-in-law, Samuel Oglethorpe Jr.
Oh, that's wonderful. I can just hear that program now.
Crazy People!
The Poopsie Program, starring George and Elsie.
Spam, a bop, boom, spam.
Poopsie Burns and Elsie Trellifaz, Duke Prindle and his rootin' tootin' ten. For singing glee, we've got Leilani O'Brien. Last but not least, and with Samuel Oglethorpe Jr.
Quiet! This is awful. I've had enough of this. Elsie, why don't you go home?
Spam program, Bud Heaston speaking.
Hello, Bud. I want to talk to George Burns.
Oh, yes, sir. George, it's the sponsor.
I knew this would happen. Hello, I'm sorry about this.
I listened to the whole show, and I think that new combination is sensational.
What new combination?
Gracie Allen and Elsie Trellifaz, and I'm going to sign them up.
You're going to sign up Gracie Allen and Elsie Trellifaz? What about me?
You can go and play piggyback, Poopsie.
Well, that's... Oh.
Before George and Gracie say goodnight, Gracie wanted me to tell you that when Mama brings the family for supper, Spam will headline the meal. It's so easy to use, this grand-tasting meat. Just open the can, and Spam is all ready to eat. And Gracie's brother won't find Spam a sissy's meal either, for the meaty flavor, the satisfying taste of Spam pleases even the huskiest appetite. Keep Spam on your pantry shelf. It doesn't need refrigeration. Get a supply when you shop tomorrow. Ask for S-P-A-M, Spam.
Thanks, Bud. Well, Gracie, say goodnight.
Well, goodnight.
Well, come on, Gracie. I'll take you home.
Now.
Come on, Gracie. Come on, I'll take you home.
Now, will you promise to put me on the radio, Poopsie?
Good night, folks.
Listen again next Monday night, same time, same station, for George Burns and Gracie Allen with Artie Shaw and his orchestra and the Smoothies, brought to you by Hormel and Spam. Until then, this is Bud Heaston reminding you to remember that cold or hot, Spam hits the spot. Have you tried Hormel Chili Con Carne? You may think you don't like chili, but Chili Con Carne, the way Hormel makes it, is different, and everybody likes it. Double your money back if you don't like it. Try Hormel Chili Con Carne tomorrow. This is the National Broadcasting Company.